Malfoy took something to Borgin and Birks for repair? No, Professor. He just wanted Borgin to tell him how to mend something. He didn't have it with him. But that's not the point. The thing is that he brought something at the same time. And I think it was that necklace. You saw Malfoy leaving the shop with a similar package? No, Professor. He told Borgin to keep it in the shop for him. But Harry, Hermione interrupted. Borgin asked him if he wanted to take it with him, and Malfoy said no. Because he didn't want to touch it, obviously, said Harry angrily. What he actually said was, how would I look carrying that down the street? Said Hermione. Well, he would look a bit of a prat carrying a necklace, interjected Ron. Oh, Ron, said Hermione despairingly, it would be all wrapped up, so he wouldn't have to touch it. And quite easy to hide inside a cloak so nobody would see it. I think whatever he reserved at Borgin and Burke's was noisy or bulky, something he knew would draw attention to him if he carried it down the street. And in any case, she pressed on loudly before Harry could interrupt, I asked Borgin about the necklace, don't you remember? When I went in to try and find out what Malfoy had asked him to keep, I saw it there, and Borgin just told me the price. He didn't say it was already sold or anything.
Well, you were being really obvious. He realized what you were up to within about 5 seconds. Of course he wasn't going to tell you. Anyway, Malfoy could have sent off for it since...
That's enough, said Professor McGonagall, as Hermione opened her mouth to retort, looking furious. Potter, I appreciate you telling me this, but we cannot point the finger of blame at Mr. Malfoy purely because he visited the shop where this necklace might have been purchased. The same is probably true of hundreds of people. That's what I said, muttered Ron. And in any case, we have put stringent security measures in place this year. I do not believe that necklace can possibly have entered this school without our knowledge. But, and what is more, said Professor McGonagall, with an air of awful finality, Mr. Malfoy was not in Hogsmeade today. Harry gaped at her, deflating.
How do you know, Professor?
Because he was doing detention with me. He has now failed to complete his transfiguration homework twice in a row. So thank you for telling me your suspicions, Potter, she said as she marched past them. But I need to go up to the hospital wing now to check on Katie Bell. Good day to you all.
She held open her office door. They had no choice but to file past her without another word. Harry was angry with the other two for siding with McGonagall. Nevertheless, he felt compelled to join in once they started discussing what had happened.
So who do you reckon Katie was supposed to give the necklace to? Asked Ron as they climbed the stairs to the common room. Goodness only knows, said Hermione. But whoever it was has had a narrow escape. No one could have opened that package without touching the necklace.
It could have been meant for loads of people, said Harry. Dumbledore? The Death Eaters would love to get rid of him. He must be one of their top targets. Or Slughorn? Dumbledore reckons Voldemort really wanted him, and they can't be pleased that he's sided with Dumbledore.
Or you,
said Hermione, looking troubled.
Couldn't have been, said Harry, or Katie would have just turned around in the lane and given it to me, wouldn't she?
I was behind her all the way out of the Three Broomsticks. It would have made much more sense to deliver the parcel outside Hogwarts, what with Filch searching everyone who goes in and out.
I wonder why Malfoy told her to take it into the castle. Harry, Malfoy wasn't in Hogsmeade, said Hermione, actually stamping her foot in frustration.
He must have used an accomplice then, said Harry. Crabbe or Goyle. Or, come to think of it, another Death Eater. He'll have loads better cronies than Crabbe and Goyle now he's joined up.
Ron and Hermione exchanged looks that plainly said, there's no point arguing with him. Dillygrout, said Hermione firmly as they reached the fat lady.
The portrait swung open to admit them to the common room. It was quite full and smelled of damp clothing. Many people seemed to have returned from Hogsmeade early because of the bad weather. There was no buzz of fear or speculation, however. Clearly the news of Katie's fate had not yet spread.
It wasn't a very slick attack, really, when you stop to think about it, said Ron,
casually turfing a first year out of one of the good armchairs by the fire so that he could sit down. The curse didn't even make it into the castle. Not what you'd call foolproof. You're right, said Hermione, prodding Ron out of the chair with her foot and offering it to the first year again. It wasn't very well thought out at all. But since when has Malfoy been one of the world's great thinkers? Asked Harry. Neither Ron nor Hermione answered him.